Hello, audio boomers. Well, I'm coming to you now live from Oriole Acres. I got here this afternoon after a couple of mishaps, on which I will elaborate shortly. I'm just going to turn off this telly, because I don't want it. My parents have gone off to Canadian Tire, which I think is the silliest name for a store, because it doesn't actually just sell tires. I see one remote. Where's the one that turns the thing off? Blumenek. Where'd it go? Oh. Rats on the stick. Oh, maybe it's over here. Sorry, I don't want to spend this entire boo looking for a tele remote. I can't find it. Well, I shall just change rooms then. Right, let's do that. Anyhow, yes, mishaps. Oh my word. So, Sarah and I got to the bus station just fine. That was not a problem. But then, now, I should say, first of all, that the Greyhound schedule from my city to her city has been consistently the same for a good 16 years, at least. I didn't see it changing anytime soon, so I never thought to call ahead of time and ask if the bus was running today. Well, that was a mistake, let me tell you. We got to the bus station, and Steve, the cool Greyhound guy, said, "You're not planning to go to Brentford this afternoon, are you?" And we said, yeah, well, we were kind of hoping to." And Steve's response was, "Well, I'm sorry, the 2 o'clock bus no longer exists. The schedule changed." Oy vey. So, my dad was supposed to pick me up in Brentford at 3 o'clock. So I had to call him. Thank God he was home still. And I told him what happened. And he said, "Well, where are you?" And I explained that I was at the bus terminal. And he said, "Well, let me jump in the shower and I'll come and get you. And I'll be there by 3 o'clock or so." So that was very kind of him. Oh. The only bus to Brantford that was running for the rest of that day was at 6:15. So if he hadn't come to get me this afternoon, I would have had to wait. Well, Sarah and I both would have, really. At the bus terminal for hours. That would not have been a pleasant experience. I've done it before, but only once, thank God. So yeah, Dad came and he picked us up and all was well. And he very kindly dropped Sarah off at home and didn't have any objections about doing that whatsoever. And of course, being the nice person she is, she offered him gas money, which he refused. He forgot that her guide dog had passed away in June, and of course he asked about the dog, and then Sarah said, "Well, I'm sorry he's passed away," and then my dad felt kind of badly mentioning it, but I'm sure Sarah gets that a lot from people that she hasn't seen for a while. So he actually brought a blanket for the dog and everything. But there was no doggy, which is too bad. Speaking of dogs being in absentia, my friend Brian is retiring his guide dog. He's going away tomorrow. I forget if I've said this already. If I have, I'm very sorry. Please be forbearing. But I love that silly old mutt, and I'm really sorry he's retiring. I'll miss him dreadfully. So, unfortunately, the bus schedule change was not the only mishap I had today. I was supposed to pack my Olympus LS14. And maybe I did. I don't know. But I don't know where my brain was today. Obviously not fully operational. Because I left a zipper of my bag open. And either I packed the, or either I didn't pack the Olympus, or either I did and it fell out somewhere. If it fell out in the cab on the way to the bus station, I may be able to get it back. If it didn't, if it fell out elsewhere, I'm in trouble. But I'm hoping I just forgot the thing at home. I thought I remembered packing it, but I don't see either it or the USB cable for it, so I'm thinking I just put it down next to my bag, and then didn't actually put it in. So I'm just praying to God that I didn't lose the thing. Oh, I hear a kitty cat. Kitty? I don't know where she is. But, it's been a very good evening otherwise. Kitty, kitty! I'm not sure where she is. Dad made the most wonderful meal. We had pork chops and fried mushrooms and baked potatoes and broccoli and carrots and peas. All so good. Unfortunately, my dad was supposed to stop at Canadian Tire earlier, and he forgot. So, kitty kitty! My parents were kind of beefing at each other when Mum got home from work about that, and so, being, they're probably sorry they asked me to come. Being the facetious person I am, I said, "Well, hey Mum, where's your broomstick? You can take it." and then Dad accidentally left a manual for something on the workbench in the garage. And Mom said, "Oh, what's that manual for?" And I said, "It's for his brain. Because he forgets how to operate it." Oh, dear. Sorry, I'm laughing at my own jokes. I know I shouldn't do this. It's bad. It's in poor taste. And they kept kind of kvetching about Dad forgetting to go to Cantire. So I said, "Oh, be quiet or I'll knock your heads together." Which, good luck doing that, because my dad is huge. So, of course, he knew it was an empty threat. Anyway, I don't know where the cat went. So, yes, I'm stuck using the old DM20, which does not sound nearly as good, but hey, at least I have it. It's always in my purse. Oh, hi, do you want out, sweet pea? Okie doke. Hello, love. I'll let you out. I'm coming. Sheesh. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Goodbye. Sassy cat. Oh. I guess we are taking Grandmama out for her birthday on Saturday, which is good. Sorry, I was just thinking of something funny. My dad accidentally left his glasses in a really strange place the other day. He was reading a label of something from the fridge, and he took his glasses off, and he actually set them on a shelf of the fridge. And then he couldn't find them for ages and ages and ages, and Mum went to look in the fridge for something, and lo and behold, there they were. So, oh, well, thank God Dad was able to come all the way to my city and pick me up. I really appreciate that so much. Anyhow, guys, I'm waffling on here, so I shall end this for now, and I will converse with you all another time. Take care.